Genres are fluid.
Yeah. Genre fluid.
Ooh, so, that's beautiful. Semantics is cool. All right, here's the news. It's depressing, but I hope you had a good show, Mom. And see you, well, listen to us next week.
Tuition hikes are on the horizon once again for international students at Concordia. On Friday, the Board of Governors of Concordia released the proposed hikes, which could range from 4.25% to 8.25%. The board is set to vote on the exact rate on May 28th. Students have been petitioning for the past few months for more financial transparency and for Concordia to freeze the hikes. During a demonstration on April 17th, the Concordia Student Union delivered the petition with over 26,000 signatures to the Board of Governors. Students are planning on protesting against the hikes on May 28th while the board votes on the increase. Since the Quebec government announced the deregulation of international student fees last May, Concordia has already raised tuition fees on three separate occasions. The deregulation cuts funding from the Quebec government and gives universities the power to set the fee for international students. Team Canada has big hopes to ride the waves as surfing debuts at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. According to CBC, the Surf Canada team trials, held in May on Vancouver Island's Wikaninish Beach, pitted Canada's top surfers against one another in challenging conditions similar to those competitors may face in Japan next year. Two BC surfers, Peter Jeffries and Mathea Olin, secured their spots on Team Canada after the competition. Jeffries, who has won the Canadian National Championship 9 times and is one of Canada's best bets for the medal in Tokyo, said it would be a thrill to represent his home country at the Tokyo Games. Quote, "Just the thought of being able to represent Canada at something so big is incredible. So yeah, I'm excited for the challenge of trying to get there." End quote. Although Canada may not seem like an obvious choice for surfing, Executive Director of Surf Canada, Dom Domic, said that they have assembled a strong team. Team Canada will have to beat powerhouse teams like USA, Australia, and Brazil in the upcoming World Surfing Games in order to qualify for the Olympics. Saudi women are going for jogs to fight for their rights. In recent months, more and more women have been taking to the streets to run in Saudi Arabia's cities. According to BBC, the Jeddah running community, which formed in 2013, is challenging cultural norms under which women in sports were widely shunned upon. The community has been hosting training sessions for both men and women. It is just in recent years that the Arab country has lifted the ban on sports for girls in public schools and allowed women to watch football matches in stadiums. It sent its first female athletes to the Olympics in 2012. But women are still subject to strict laws like travel, marriage, and divorce. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Good evening, people of the world. You're tuned into Sold Out right here on CJLO 1690 AM, and maybe you're listening online on the .com. That's cool, too. My name is Lou. Welcome back to the show, people. There's been a little bit of a bouncing back and forth between show times, getting things ready for the summer and all this and that, but you know what? I'm here to stay, folks. It's Monday at 8 p.m. This is going to be the time for Sold Out for the rest of the summer. And you know what? I'm going to hand things off right away. We've got some really great music coming for the over the next hour, including a very special someone. This is the birthday girl, actually. This woman known as the Empress of Soul is going to turn 75 tomorrow. And that, of course, is Gladys Knight. And what a better way to celebrate Gladys Knight than with one of, dare I say it, I'm going to say it, one of the best songs ever written and recorded. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips. This takes us back to their album Imagination, and this is a track called Midnight Train to Georgia.
For the man.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time.
That right.
Oh, yes. Train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
That world is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming. Ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard. The dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he pawned all his hopes. And even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Said he's going back to find,
going
ooh,
back to find
a simpler place and time.
That
ooh,
yes, it's gonna be right, yeah, by his side.
And I'm gonna be with him.
I know he will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him. Said he's going back to find,
going back to
ooh, a simpler place
whenever
of time.
Right,
ooh, yo,
right, uh-huh.
I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train, Georgia.
Midnight train, Georgia.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
You and the clothes torn away from bad skin. Well, well, isn't this part just like that bitter heart? So let's end if you don't have the courage to begin. Wanna slap me until I can say what for? Do you wanna kiss me just once and no more? You play the family man in the sad aftermath. Fingers for peeping right through, just like daddy's do.
Maybe that voice sounds familiar to folks. I know it did to me, and I was surprised to find a brand new release from Elvis Costello. And I know maybe you'd think Elvis Costello doesn't really belong on this playlist of soul music, but I think that maybe it's just the electric piano in that song, but it's got some soulful tendencies, I think. Never Give Up on Elvis. That was a song called Everyone's Playing House. Before that, we heard The Midnight Train to Georgia, of course. I hope you're enjoying the show so far, folks. We're going to take a small break, but there is plenty of more soul to go around when we come back on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM.
Evenco, Greenland Productions, and Blue Skies Turned Black present Angel Olsen performing live in Montreal, supported by Vagabond. Don't miss this tender rock and roll singer-songwriter at MTELUS on Monday, November 18th at 8 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale now.
Saw it in her eyes. No, it wasn't what she said.
What up, y'all? It's Timothy De La Ghetto, a.k.a. Traffic.
Yo, what's good? This is Josh Turner.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Megan Lee.
This is David Chung.
This is the Mighty Major Boy.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Hicks from the Far East Movement.
It's Kira Wong.
This is Jin.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Lyrics for Beats from the East on CJLO Radio with my man, DJ Mr. V.
Beats from the East with DJ Mr. V. Urban music from Far East Asian communities worldwide. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. only on CJLO. Yeah.
I'm going out when I wanna stay home.
Toronto's blues queen right here on Sold Out, everybody. That was Sue Foley from her album The Ice Queen, and that was a song called Gaslight. It's always, I think, kind of cool to hear that kind of perspective in blues music. You don't always hear from women talking about very real issues that confront women. So it's great to hear from Sue Foley, that's for sure. And as things stand now, we're going to jump into funk mode. I know I always kind of tag this show as a soul R&B with a little bit of soul sprinkled in. Well, this is going to be that little, with a little bit of funk sprinkled in, this is going to be that little bit of funk sprinkled in. And man, you're going to want to sit down and open a window because it's going to get funky in here, people. These are the Fearless Flyers from their brand new release, Fearless Flyers Volume 2, or just 2, Roman numeral 2. And this is called Flyers Direct. If you haven't heard this record yet, hopefully this will make you want to go out and stream it right now. Here are the Fearless Flyers, people. Enjoy. We'll be right back. That's Fred Fortin, everybody, here on Sold Out with his song Dix Piastres, I think is the best way to call it. It's 10 with a dollar sign, so $10, 10 piastres, 10 dollars, something like that. I think he does say 10 piastres in the song, so let's go with that one. That was from back in 2015, his album called Ultramar. And I think he's a really cool artist. Maybe it's a little fluid for, maybe it's more on the folk or alt side of things, when we're talking about Sold Out, but, hey man, this show is all about anything that's got, soul to it, and I think, Fred Fortin definitely has some soul to his music. He always makes me think of kind of like the Jeff Tweedy of Quebec, if that makes any sense. I get a very Jeff Tweedy kind of Wilco vibe from him, and that's always cool on a show like this. So I'm glad to hear from Fred Fortin. And to pass things along, we're gonna dip back into the bag of classic soul. We're gonna start first with That Woman Will Give It a Try. I gotta pronounce these things better. This is a track by Maybelle John, and after that we're gonna hear from The Love and Spoonful. And if you're scratching your head saying The Love and Spoonful, well, don't worry, we're gonna take a trip back to 1969. It's gonna be nice and soulful, people, so stay tuned. And it's gonna be this week's vinyl pick. That's right, I reached right into the catalog we have here at the station and pulled out this deep cut from The Love and Spoonful. But first, let's hear from Maybelle John. That Woman Will Give It a Try.
I know you can understand how a woman needs a man. Oh, especially when she's feeling bad. She finds it impossible. That woman will still give it a try. She'll give it a try. I know it's kind of hard sometimes to try to hold him down. Oh, especially if he wants to go. Rather leave him than to live my life without him. And if worse comes to worse, I know that the woman's gonna still give him a try. Just one little try. You a little story. I'm sure you'll be able to read between the lines. Every once in a while, a woman needs a man, especially if she's feeling bad. Sometimes she'll sit down and cry. She'll even make a fool out of herself and call all over town to see if he's around. And if she finds it's impossible to find him, that woman will still give it a try. She'll give it a try. Oh, she'll give it a try. She'll give it a try. Girls, I know you'll understand when I explain to you about this man. He's so hard to please sometimes, but we're going to give him another chance. Sometime we have to call for it.
I got some things to do. I'll have to wait another day.
That's Love and Spoonful, everybody, right here on Sold Out. It's a short song. It's under 2 minutes, but it sure is a sweet one. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Before that, we heard from Maybelle John, That Woman Will Give It a Try, another excellent song. And even way before that, we heard from Montreal's own Fred Fortin. And we're going to bring it back to Montreal now, people, from a voice that maybe you've heard before, maybe you haven't heard before. I only kind of got, switched onto his music, pretty recently. He is a guy named Clarell. This is a song called I've Been Trying, and it's a Curtis Mayfield, cover, I believe, like, from his days in the Impressions. This is a cover I've Been Trying featuring, the one and only Clarell on a solo performance with his guitar. It is quite astounding, quite breathtaking. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I've been trying to understand why. Can I be your only man? Keep on trying. Ooh. Keep on trying. Keep on trying. Keep on trying.
Sorry for that little lapse, that blend to the next song, people didn't intend for that to happen. You know, community radio, that's the story over here. But we just heard from Amoeba with a song called August. If you want to hear that, you can go find it on SoundCloud. I don't think you can find it on Spotify. And I know that's certainly the case for the performer we heard right before that. That was Clarell with I've Been Trying. It was a live session recording in front of a small audience. You can only hear that on SoundCloud as well. And I really I must enforce that. If you want to go hear more about Clarell, if that song really kind of tugged at your heartstrings a little bit, then go digging for him. He's a really great local performer. Try to catch him live somewhere. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't met him yet, but I know I'd really like to. Maybe I'll get him on the show one day even. We'll see. We'll see, people. I've got all kinds of tricks up my sleeve. And anyway, to keep things going, we're going to hear from a great traveling American band that you can see, I think, over the summer if you live in the States, I guess. I mean, they're not coming anywhere near here, that's for sure. I've been a fan of some of their music for quite some time. This is a band called Hound... Oh, my goodness. Let me try that again. This is a band called Houndmouth with a track called American Bohemian. We're going to get some pretty crunchy horn section right here, people. So keep your seatbelts buckled. You're still listening to Sold Out right here on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Lou. Thank you for listening. We still have plenty more soul coming on right after... Houndmouth, American Bohemian. Let's hear it. Hey.
packed my bags with a whole lot of nothing. Suitcases filled with no regrets, no regrets, yeah. Lost souls need a whole lot of loving. Cold hearts seek warmer beds, warmer beds. And I heard a voice saying, hey now, hey now. Lately I've been on a wave now, got me staying up late now, writing songs for you. Yeah. Everybody singing about war, nobody wanna sing about love. There's something worth fighting for, so who's gonna sing about us? I sing about love. About love, 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 let it out, we can sing about it. Girl, you made me wanna put my phone on silent, made me wanna stroke your body like a violin, put it on me, I'm about to throw the towel in, so I just wanna see your heart smile. And I heard a voice saying, hey now, hey now, lately I've been on a wave now, got me staying up late now, trading thoughts with you, 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 you. Everybody singing about war, nobody wanna sing about love. It's something worth fighting for, so who's gonna sing about us? I sing about love. About love, 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 let it out, we can sing about it. Somebody's got to make you wanna sing about love. Somebody's got to make you wanna sing about love. Somebody's got to make you wanna sing about love. Singing about war, nobody wanna sing about love. It's something worth fighting for, so who's gonna sing about us? I sing about love, 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 love. Sing about love, 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 let it out, we can sing about.
The Saint-Amboise Montreal Fringe Festival allows for more than 500 local, national, and international artists to cross paths. They can explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. Discover the biggest bilingual art party Montreal has to offer with a 3-week festival featuring over 800 shows. May 27th to June 16th, Montreal's Plateau neighborhood will be buzzing with excitement for the 29th edition of the festival. Hashtag Fringe Buzz.
Welcome to the kitchen, man. Take your order, please.
I'll have 2 number 9s, a number 9 large, a number 6 with extra dip, a number 7, 2 number 45s.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This ain't that type of kitchen. This is what we got.
I keep a witch, in my kitchen. I keep a stick, might hit me. Always had.
Tune in every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM with DJ NMK and Big Sailor Ron for the hottest mixes of rap and R&B in the city.
You gotta eat to keep your strength up, man.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
What's up, people? Welcome back to the show. This is Sold Out right here on CJLO 1690 AM and on the .com. My name is Lou, and before the ad break that we just had, we heard from a Canadian artist, a great kind of proponent of R&B in Canada, called Jack Coy, with a song called No Regrets. A relatively happy song, I should say. I could add to that. And before that, we heard Houndmouth with American Bohemian. And from there, we're going to hand it off to what I like to call sort of this week's brand new, old sounding track. I gotta come up with something that rings a little bit better than that. But I like playing a song that sounds really old, even though it's completely brand new. And this is directly from the vault at Daptone Records. It's a brand new song from the people over there. This is Bardo Martinez and the Soul Investigators. So you already know it's gonna be a soul song. This is called Bad Education. Stay tuned. We still have plenty more soul before the end of the hour. You're listening to Sold Out.
Sabrosa esa música. Ay, no más, dale, mami. Sabrosónico.
Story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. Then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back to my
unmistakable voice of Rod Stewart, everybody. That was Rod the Sod, Roddy the Body, good old Rod Stewart, with a track called Angel, which is a cover from it's a Jimi Hendrix song, in case it sounded familiar to you. Jimi Hendrix, from his album The Cry of Love. I guess it was one of the last ones that was released, that was made before he passed away. And that came from Rod's album Never a Dull Moment. I know it's a little passé, it's a little old-fashioned, but that's like the last of the super good Rod Stewart albums, in my opinion. It's his fourth album. And those first four albums, man, they're unbeatable. So if ever you get the chance and you want to kill some time, go do yourself a favor, listen to those first four Rod Stewart records. They are awesome. And I know it sounds kind of strange because it's Rod Stewart, but believe me, they are super cool. And with that, we're almost really at the end of the show, everybody. It's sad, but it's true. And I'll still be here next week. And if you, in the meantime, if you want to hear more from previous episodes, you can follow the show on Facebook, Sold Out, CGLO 1690 AM. Or you can listen anytime on cjlo.com. Thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you all with a real treat of a record. This is from Erykah Badu. It's a live version of her song Tyrone. Yeah, again, you're in for a treat, everybody. So thanks for listening. This has been Sold Out on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. My name is Lou, and I will see you again next week. Peace.
Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. See how y'all groove to this.
See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. I just want it to be you and me, like it used to be, baby. But you don't know how to act. So matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone. Tell him, come on, help you come get on, your come shit. On, come on. You need to call Tyrone.
Call him.
And tell him I said, come on. Now every time I ask you for a little cash, you say no. Miss Badu's always coming for real. You know the deal, nigga.